I need some children volunteers to help me out tonight. So if you are under the age of, 12 and under, if you're 13 and you really want to come up, you can. But I need all the children to come up because I need your help. If your parents, whoever here is with you, lets you, come on up. I don't bite, usually. Come on up, I need your help. Okay, we're going to line us up from youngest to oldest. Do we know who's the youngest? So Shannon, you're last. And then Mia, I believe you're the oldest in this group here, aren't you? All right, let's fill in. You're close enough. There you go. But you got to face me. I need your help. Look it. I got my wife a present, and we're not quite sure what it is. She's already seen it, so there's no, like, surprise involved here. But we need help figuring out what it is, okay? So I want each of you to give me an idea what you think it is, okay? Jen? Riley? Shannon said cutting board. Riley? What do you think it is? Good, just take a guess. Anything. Oh, like a trivet? Those hot plate things? You put your plate on it? Hot things? There you go. Oh, a centerpiece for a table. And candles on it. I know whose daughter you are. How is it a manger? Okay, very creative. Dawson? Man up, buddy. Let's go. We are outnumbered up here, you and I. What do you think? Go ahead. Part of a tree. Oh, we know he's right. Thank you. And I knew if I had a boy up here, the boy would say that. Right? I knew that. Thank you. I needed that. Mia? Yeah? What did Cora say? A tabletop centerpiece thing? Yeah. Well, we know Dawson's certainly right. At the base level, at the core, pun intended, this is from tree. It's a piece of wood, right? Now, when I first saw it, I think of those. I saw a lot of wood like this in my life that was made into a clock, and there's hands in the middle that go, tick, 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 right, you know? Or someone paints a picture on it, right? Now, it's definitely a piece of wood from a tree. Thank you, Dawson. It is definitely that, but what's its purpose? Well, after it was cut into this shape it's in now, by the way, you know what kind of wood it is? Do you know what kind of wood it is? Yeah. Smell it. Does it remind you of anything? Can you smell? Oak. Not oak. Olive. And supposedly it smells like olive. I don't smell it either, so hey, you know. You look at it and you think, okay, maybe you can make a clock or paint something on it, or by golly, those are some great answers that I didn't think of. You could put it in the center of your table, and you could have candles, or you could put it down and it would keep the heat from a hot pot or hot plates. Excellent. Now, all those excellent ideas, we could use it for those things. It's definitely from a tree, piece of wood, and it could be used for any of those things, including a skateboard, I heard someone say. Did I hear someone say that? It'd be a weird-shaped skateboard, right? Or a very wide surfboard for, like, your little chihuahua or something. But that doesn't change what it really is in the sense of what it's intended for. And Shannon got that right. It's a cutting board. Now I'm gonna make it harder, Shannon. What kind of things would you cut on this? Would you cut anything and everything on it? Celery, vegetables, maybe? It's specifically for bread because it has all these gnarly things, and anything with juice, like vegetables or meat, that wouldn't work really well. But you were right. It is a cutting board. It is wood from a tree. You might want to use it for any of those other things, but it's supposed to be a cutting board. Thank you for your help. Now I can tell my wife. Go ahead and have a seat. Wow, some creative answers. What in the world does this have to do with Christmas? Well, more importantly than saying what this is, each one of you needs to answer the question, who is Jesus? Turn with me to Luke chapter 9. Just going to look at a few verses here. Jesus asked that very question to those who are with him. It is the question you will answer. You have already answered. And maybe you'll change your answer tonight. You can't not answer it. And it's the most important question you will ever answer. And Christmas brings up this question. In Luke chapter 9, verse 18. Now it happened that as he here is Jesus. It happened that as he was praying alone, the disciples were with him. And he asked them, who do the crowds say that I am? And they answered, John the Baptist. But others say Elijah. And others, that one of the prophets of old has risen. You know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. The crowds have all kinds of answers for that question these days. Who do people say Jesus is? Well, he was a teacher. That's true. And of course we know, just like we know that that cutting board is wood, we know that he's a person. If you were there at the first quote-unquote Christmas, you would see a baby and you'd say, there's a person. But who is he? And the crowds say all kinds of things. He was a teacher. And religions say all kinds of things, like he was a prophet. Or he was the brother of Satan. And others say, well, he was just a martyr. He was someone who was misunderstood. All kinds of answers. They had them back then, and they have them now. But what they say about Jesus, who the crowds say Jesus is not the most important question. Not for you, not for me. Not for the disciples. Verse 20, then he said to them, but who do you say that I am? And Peter answered, the Christ of God. And Jesus goes on to say in verse 21, and he strictly charged them and commanded them to tell this to no one, saying, the Son of Man, he's referring to himself there, must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised. Mike and I didn't talk about tonight. He put the service together, and as the Lord would have it, Mike included those words in that song that we don't usually sing. And what do those words remind us? That the baby in the manger would die. And Jesus is telling the disciples that very thing in this passage, what he would end up doing. At that point in time, he tells them not to tell anyone. But after Jesus dies and is raised on the third day, he appears to the disciples, Peter included. He teaches them. Then he ascends, and a few days later sends the Holy Spirit. And then was the time. And what did Peter do? Acts chapter 2. When everyone was wondering about the noise and what was going on, Peter went out and he preached Jesus as the Christ. the anointed one, long promised that God sent. The one who died and was raised from the dead, so that through faith in Him, anyone, Jew or Gentile alike, could be made right with God, the one who made them. Could know the Maker of heaven and earth and call the Maker of heaven and earth Father, just as Jesus did. No more shame, no more guilt, no more loneliness, hope. An eternal future secured, and a reality now to be partaken in. It's called eternal life. Jesus said in John 17:3, now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Jesus asked the disciples then that important question. When Peter gave the right answer, he said, don't tell anyone yet. But the time is coming gone where the telling is supposed to happen, and it's happening right now. That baby in that manger on that night was a baby, a person, just like that thing in my hand was a slab of wood. And regardless of what anyone might say about who he was, from our perspective, he is the Son of God. The Christ, Savior to all, who has died, has been buried, has been raised from the dead, and He will return. The question, who do you say Jesus is? Now don't misunderstand that. You won't make Him anything other than what He already is. Your answer to that question does not change reality. It does not decide reality any more than the ideas about this cutting board make it anything other than a cutting board. But you have to answer the question. No, I don't. I'm going to remain neutral. That's not an answer. But it is an answer. Because you're not saying He is who He is. So if you're here tonight, sorry to disappoint you. You have to make a decision. Or you already made a decision. What is that decision? Who do you say Jesus is? And if you've come here not knowing, not calling Him the Christ, the Son of God, the Savior who takes away the sin of the world, then I beg you to change your mind. You can't change who He is. But if you're here right now breathing, you can change your mind. If you're here and you already know who He is, that your answer is Peter's answer, Christmas is a reminder that God has granted to you the answer to the most important question. And you have, no matter how this Christmas season goes, no matter what's going on in your life, what has happened or what hasn't happened, you have the gift of all gifts, eternal life. That's not get out of jail free, pass go and keep going. It's insurance for the end. It's right now knowing the living God, the one who made you in His image, and the one whose Son came to demonstrate His love. That's what's going on with Christmas. Christmas is really a giant question mark. And every year when we celebrate it, it's a giant question mark. Who is Jesus? What's your answer? Join me in prayer. Father in heaven, You are mighty and awesome. The rain we hear is falling because You have made it to be so. This giant ball of earth and molten lava at its core and the oceans are all in place because You have put them there. And were the night sky to be clear, we might see the stars and the moon, the universe. You have made it all. And you have made us. And you have made a way for us to know you, to be right with you, to call you Father, to know your secure, everlasting love through your Son, whom you sent, Jesus, who did your will perfectly, even as a child in the temple, confounding the adults, doing the will of his Father. And he did your will. He was obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And you've raised him up, declaring him to be your Son. Merciful, gracious, mighty Father, grant that each of us here tonight would declare him your Son and our Savior. Grant that we would see him for who he is, that we would know him and know you, and that if we do, the eternal life that you granted us would affect our perspective, our thoughts, our words and deeds, not just at Christmas, but all year long. In Jesus' name, amen.